A massive mural celebrating Haisla culture and coastal life is rapidly transforming the back wall of Savon Foods in Kitimat. At 2,890 square feet, it is the largest artwork yet organized by the Kitimat Public Art Alliance. "It's not done yet, but it's already been really transformative," said Maya Brown, chair of the alliance. "You have to see it in person." The mural brings to life an underwater scene teeming with eulichen and salmon. A ghost salmon, significant in Haisla traditions, swims among stylized cedar logs, inlets and islets, anchoring the artwork in the land and waters of Haisla territory. 3 years in the making, the mural faced several delays. It was first planned with Haisla artist Paul Windsor, but when the store's original manager left and Windsor became unavailable, the project was temporarily paused. Once a new manager was in place, the alliance helped reconnect the store with Haisla artist Alexander Eriksson to lead the cultural elements of the design. The team now painting the wall includes Eriksson along with Stephanie Anderson, Facundo Gastiazoro and Amanda Hugo. The artists behind Raven Taquara. Painting began roughly 4 days ago and is expected to be finished in about 10 more. The Kitimat Public Art Alliance describes itself as a coalition of diverse individuals and organizations dedicated to bringing murals and other public art projects to downtown Kitimat. In 2025, the District of Kitimat allocated $35,000 in operating funds to the Kitimat Public Art Alliance. The current mural, valued at $50,370 plus tax, includes artist fees of approximately $10,837.50 for each artist, along with an additional $500 each for the initial design. Remaining funds went toward supplies, accommodations and transportation. The project also received extensive in-kind support. Levitt donated the use of a scissor lift, and Emporium Builders contributed paint and materials. Chalet provided discounted accommodations for the artists, while additional lodging was offered by community members. Savon Foods donated lunches, as staff regularly brought out large amounts of food and drinks, with the store manager covering the cost of anything the artists attempted to purchase. Deerside Developments and the Pattison Food Group, as property owner and tenant respectively, happily donated the wall space for the mural.